Blackstone Audio presents Disney and Pixar's Cars 2, adapted by Irene Trimble. This book is read by Grover Gardner. 1.
"This is Agent Leland Turbo," the British spy car whispered hurriedly. "I have a flash transmission for Agent Finn McMissile."
Turbo was looking directly into the camera of his audio-visual transmitter, trying to reach headquarters. The agent quickly spun and checked to see if his enemies were approaching. Safe so far.
"You won't believe what I found out here. This is bigger than anything we've ever seen, and no one knows it exists."
The audio static was making Turbo's message nearly indecipherable, but some of his words were crystal clear.
"Finn, I need backup."
The transmission flickered. Then Turbo added,
"Transmitting my grids now. Good luck."
Hours later, in the pitch-dark night, a feisty little boat fearlessly made its way through the rough seas of the North Pacific. It stayed on course as its bow alternately rose and slammed down into the oncoming swells. On board, Agent Finn McMissile steeled himself as the boat approached the coordinates designated on his dashboard. As one of Britain's best spies, Finn had serious business to address tonight. Clandestine business.
"All right, we're here. Right where you paid me to bring you," Finn's scrappy ride told him as they rocked from side to side. "The question is, why?"
"To find a car," Finn answered elusively. The tiny boat glanced back at his rider.
"I hate to break it to you, but there ain't nobody out here."
Finn braced his tires. The little boat was wrong about that.